Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm really glad you're here, and I'm really glad Kelly Owyler's here, because we always get smarter when Kelly joins us. Kelly is an original member of our Brain Trust. She's the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. She's the lady who has taught us how to understand paradoxes. She's an outstanding executive coach and management thinker, and she is also has also become a real estate investor. She wants to talk to us about that topic today. Kelly Owyler, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. You know, Kelly, the real estate industry is the driving force that set up I won't say the industry, but industry and all of the associated elements, including securitizing mortgages and securitizing mortgages and re-securitizing mortgages and re-securitizing mortgages and all that nonsense. All of that kind of gave rise to our economic issues right now. And we're now, you know, trying to wash through all those toxins through our economy right now. And as ugly as the real estate industry can be in many parts of the country right now, I have been saying for the last year and a half that fortunes will be made by people who bought real estate right now. What do you think?
Yes, I agree with you, Jim. A lot of people where I live, I'm the chair of the membership committee for our Real Estate Investors Association, which we call CREA, Carolina Real Estate Investors Association. Mm-hmm. And I am amazed at how many people think this is a terrible time for real estate. But from an investor perspective, what is being said in, you know, articles and talks is that it's the best time since the Great Depression.
Huh.
And things are beginning
to turn
around.
That's a big statement.
Pardon?
That's a big statement.
Well, that's what is being claimed by many. I don't know enough about that. I'm probably what you'd call a small-time real estate investor,
right?
Which many of us think of ourselves who are under a couple of mil.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You tend to think of yourself as small-time. But what you can do with real estate is really quite tremendous. And there have been a lot of changes in the private investor in real estate area. Many people were buying and flipping, where they would purchase a property and then immediately
right.
sell it before they did anything at a profit. After negotiating,
the flipping days are over.
The flipping days are over.
And if, so, folks, when I talk about getting you know, growing wealth through real estate investing earlier, Kelly, what I said before you got here, when I told the audience you were joining us, is that 3, 5, 10 years from now, you'll meet wealthy people and you'll say, how did you get your wealth? And they said, I bought real estate in 09 and 10 and 11.
Yeah.
But I didn't say that you'd meet them and they said, I bought a piece of real estate last year and I flipped it this year. That's not going to happen for a while.
No. And the things that used to work for a while, there was a lot happening in the higher industry of the home. In other words, properties that were $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And now where there's quite a bit of movement is in homes that are $250,000 and under in our region. And you have to go and find out what's going on in your own region. And, you know, the best way to do that is to join a real estate investors association.
Right.
Most of them are nonprofit, not all of them. They have very reasonable fees. They're usually an educational.
Now you're not talking about realtors. Now you're talking about real estate investors.
Exactly.
And,
it's quite
and,
different.
Oh yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Completely different. And I mean, lightning and lightning bug. But the thing is, though, my first instinct is to say, well, you know, are we going to be talking about the same properties? Are they going to know what I know? Does that make me uncompetitive? I mean, that would be a first thought. What do you think?
Well, what we found through the Investors Association that we have is that the more people who know about things, the more they learn together, and the more there's a lot of business being done within membership. And the idea
are
that
partnerships being formed.
Pardon?
Are partnerships being formed?
Partnerships are being formed, but also, you know, we have, for example, now wholesaling is becoming a big business because not a lot of us, including myself, I'm really not interested in going out constantly and finding the deals and negotiating.
Right.
But I have two wholesalers. I have a great team, and that's an important thing.
Now, that's an interesting profession, real estate wholesaler.
Yes. So
I have been an investment wholesaler before, but that was through syndication.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're talking about a real estate wholesaler. Most people haven't met one of those.
No, and they wouldn't unless they were interested in buying real estate for investment purposes.
Some people call them.
Some
people would call that a realtor.
No, because what they do is what a wholesaler does, and again, every state may have different rules about this. This is legal to do in North Carolina. A wholesaler will find a property, and they put it under contract, and then they bring it to a buyer like me. And everything is disclosed, so the seller knows exactly what's happening, and they will pay that person a fee that's decided upon between them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different from a real estate broker in that how do you describe it?
Well, basically, it's a little bit of like being a syndicator, in that they identify an opportunity and make it available to investors, and they take a fee from that. And that's exactly what a syndicator does.
Yes, so it is something like that. And again, you have to check in every state to see what the rules are about that.
You also have to, because you don't, one thing you don't want to do is go wandering over into the securities industry.
Right, exactly.
And you can easily do that.
Yes. And, this year, actually at the end of 2010, a lot of new laws have come in, both state and federal, that affect real estate investors.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you need to be careful. If you talk to people about investing, if you talk to people who are asking you to invest, if you're trying to put a deal together to get others to invest, folks, there is something called the Securities Act of 1933 and the Securities Act of 1934. Those two things establish some walls between the real estate and the investors, and as protection. So be very careful. Yeah, just buying real estate and investing in it yourself, that's not a problem. But when you get other people involved, you just got to know what you're doing. 20 after, right back with Kelly Allweiler. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.